Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Yoshitaka Fujinami was born and raised in Kishiwada, Osaka, Japan. At the age of 21, he became a believer in Jesus Christ through the ministry of Kishiwada Bible Church. As a student in Ames, Iowa, he felt called to vocational Christian service through the ministry of Campus Baptist Church. Since 2003, Pastor Yoshi has been serving Kalihi Union Church as the Minister of Japanese Fellowship, which was established in 1947 due to the urgent need to evangelize Japanese immigrants in their mother tongue. His desire is to equip Japanese-speaking believers at Kalihi Union Church with a solid biblical foundation in order for them to become a vital part of the life of the local church and be involved in outreach ministries for the residents of Hawaii as well as for the unreached in Japan. Now, how does God use someone who was born in a different nation with a different language, use that person and his family today to reach people with the love of Christ? Well, you're going to hear that through Pastor Yoshi's personal story. And as he shares his personal story, we remind you that the reason we have the Good Life radio program and daily highlight the stories of people just like you and me is because Christ Jesus is alive. And the living Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, who shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, Christ who was buried and who rose again from the grave on the third day, the living Christ ministers to you as much as he would minister to somebody whom he loves in Japan or some other nation of the world with rich culture and language, a child, a mother, a father. Perhaps it's you as you listen today. We're here to remind you, dear friend, that Jesus Christ is calling you. Yes, you. Pastor Yoshi received his bachelor's degree in pastoral studies at Moody Bible Institute prior to coming to Hawaii to serve at Makiki Christian Church as the director of older adults ministry. During the years he served at Makiki, he married their pianist, Yumi. When their oldest child, their son, was born, 1 year old, when they left for Dallas Theological Seminary, where Pastor Yoshi earned a Master of Theology degree in pastoral leadership and New Testament studies, he was ordained by Schofield Memorial Church in Dallas. He and Yumi have three sons, Joseph, Benjamin, and Elliot. Pastor Yoshi, welcome to our show.
Hello.
I mentioned Kishiwada, Osaka, Japan, where you were raised. What was it like growing up there?
Well, the my Kishiwada city is very traditional city, and our country Christian population is less than 1%, but we have 6 local churches in my city, which I didn't know at that time, and my hometown is very rooted in local folk religions, syncretized with Buddhism and Shinto. And at Shinto shrines in my city, angels were worshipped. So I was raised in a traditional Japanese family and in this very traditional city. And my family had been embracing very traditional ancestor worship.
When you talk about angels,
yes,
angels being worshipped, describe that.
They believe that these angels were protecting the town and citizens there, residents there. And that's all about I knew. There's lots of festivals from this temple, and the people are celebrating these festivals to please these angels.
So you grew up in Kishiwada.
Yes.
At the age of 21, you became a believer.
Yes.
I want to find out what happened in between.
Well, I became a Christian at the age of 21 through the witness of a Christian friend. His name is Dr. Kaji Arito, who was a member of a local church, which is my hometown, home church, Kishiwada Bible Church. He was a medical student at that time, but in my own eyes, he was so different from any other people whom I knew. He had a purposeful lifestyle, and no matter what kind of circumstance he was in, he was always hopeful and grateful. I was very impressed by his lifestyle, but I didn't know he was a believer until when I asked him which temple or shrine he was attending to worship, because I wanted to have that blessing.
Okay. And what did he say?
He said, "I don't go any temples nor shrines." And that made me really upset, because I was very traditional Japanese. I respected my Japanese tradition and ancestor worship. I ridiculed him.
What would you say? How would you do that?
Well, I made fun of him. "You are Japanese. Why you don't go to temples? Why you don't go to shrines?" But then he said, well, I asked him, "How about your family? Which temples do you go? Or do they go?" And he answered, "No, none of them go to any temples or shrines."
Were you offended by that?
Yes, I was offended.
So, as this emotion, you know, being offended, slighted, deeply slighted, how did his influence impact you?
Well, no matter how I said about him, he was calm. And he just accepted me. And then he said, I asked him, "What do you believe?" He said, "I'm a Christian."
How did that impact you?
Well,
you said that
upset me. Because I thought Christianity is a Western religion. Nothing to do with Japanese culture or society.
So this is deep now.
Yes.
Deep feelings of animosity. So you're looking at him, this now a doctor, but it was a medical student at the time.
At the time, yes.
He's feelings of him betraying the culture.
That's correct.
That's the feeling I get. That.
Yes.
So how did things progress?
Well, his attitude really affected me, impressed me. What kind of person this man is? Why is he a Christian? So I didn't really take it seriously. But now in my life, upon my graduation from my high school, I failed an entrance examination of college.
Go ahead.
That hit my heart so deeply.
Pastor, explain to us what that means when you fail an entrance examination from a Japanese context, the weight of that,
well,
the gravity.
That is the status that if you are a good student, you are expected to go to a good college. And that may guarantee that you will have a good career.
And everyone reaches for that.
Yes, yes, indeed. And I am the oldest son of my family.
How did it feel when you failed?
Were they disappointed?
Parents?
My father, especially.
What did Dad, your father...
Like, you're a failure.
They would say that?
Yes.
And you would know it? In the culture?
I know, yes.
I people could easily feel like they lose hope.
Yes,
students,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it happens on a regular basis.
Yeah.
At any given year,
yes.
At some point, with many students. So how did you deal with that?
Well, I couldn't deal with it. Because I brought shame to my family. I was so discouraged. I was so disconsolate. I lost hope.
And what did you do?
Well, I was in depression, I guess. Now I look back.
Mm-hmm.
I lost motivation to do anything. I was sitting at home doing nothing like that.
A lost young man.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And how did your friend help you?
That's when my friend ministered me. He spent time with me all the time. Asked me to go out, have lunch, listen to my story.
Was your heart moved by his showing of interest?
Yes, indeed.
How did your heart... Because it wasn't until you're 21, right?
That's correct.
So it took some time. This was just after graduation?
That's correct. I went to preparatory school to prepare myself for another examination.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I also, at the same time, I was working part-time for my father's company. But then, the second test, I failed.
The second test?
That's correct.
Wow. Well, what did Dad say after the second time? Because Dad, did Dad pay for the college, the preparation for the second test?
Of course,
too?
Of course.
So what did he say after the second time?
He didn't say anything.
Which could be worse.
It is.
No.
It was a silent treatment.
Oh.
Yeah. So my friend still spending time with me, and I was questioning, what is the purpose of my life? And my failure really made me ask, why? What is the purpose? And that caused me to ask questions about his life. And then he introduced me to Jesus Christ. He had a Bible. He had been using that Bible for a long time. But he gave that Bible to me. Yoshitaka, you read this. This might help you. But I reject it because this has nothing to do with Japanese. So I put that Bible into the bookshelf. I didn't open it. Until when I really came to the point where I couldn't go any further. I was so disconsolate.
When you talk about being at the place where you cannot go further, I mean, you're already taking us back to a period in your life when things were bad, and then they got worse. Yes. In the meantime, the Lord has brought this friend to reach out to you,
yeah.
whom you even ridicule. It's a process of time in the course of the way the Lord has worked in your life.
Mm.
I am so grateful that you're here sharing it, because knowing you today and the kind of influence and the powerful ministry that you have as an expositor of God's Word, the training that you've received, the people that you've been around, most people may not know where you came from or
yeah.
what you have been through and what God has done to bring you to where you are today.
Mm.
You're listening to Pastor Yoshi. He is Yoshitaka Fujinami. I call him Fujinami Sensei. I've considered him a very special man of God, a friend. And he's here sharing his story with us of how Christ came into his life. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, more from him. Have you ever faced the reality of failure, where you try something and it doesn't work out? You get a report that you didn't make it? Have you ever felt the pressure of a parent or someone looming over you because they want you to succeed? They invest in you, and you still let them down? Where do you go from there? If you've ever been discouraged, if you've ever looked around and says, where do I go next? You're listening to the right person. Yoshitaka Fujinami speaks about Christ when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guests. So your dad, your mom, they pay for you to go to school, and they expect you to do well. Of course, it's a cultural thing. I mean, you've got to pass an exam. I'm talking about if you were to live in Japan. There's a lot of pressure on you. So you take the graduation exam. That's supposed to be help you get placed in college, and you fail. and it sends you into a tizzy of confusion and disappointment. There's disgust even from your parents, you know, because you failed. So then you try again. You take even a preparatory course for the second time, and then you fail another time. By then, Dad doesn't say a word. It's a silent treatment. What do? Well, you're in this spiral of confusion, hopelessness, wondering. If you've ever felt that kind of discouragement before, well, you can relate with our guest today. His name is Pastor Yoshi. Yoshitaka Fujinami is in studio with me today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're with us today because the Lord has something special for you. I don't know any one of us that hasn't gone through a time of deep discouragement. And sometimes when the Lord sends somebody to share their story of how He helped them, and if you were to find out what the Lord has done in their life, how great He's using them, well, it would encourage you. And that's what we have today. If you're listening in right now, just tuning in, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the podcast for free. You can hear the show in its entirety. It gets the first segment. And we have there other resources for you as well. Pastor Yoshi is a pastor at Kalihi Union Church. He's the pastor of the Japanese fellowship there. And you can find out more about Kalihi Union Church at kalihiunion.org. Pastor, take us back. You failed the second time to pass the entrance exam for college. What happened at that point?
Well, I was very deeply depressed, lost hope for future, and I hate myself. I thought life is worthless because I lost completely the purpose for living. And so maybe that might be discourage me to continue to study. Became lazy, no motivation, because I didn't know why I was studying. So I was in very big trouble.
Now, with this, concurrently, the man who is known today as Dr. Arito Kaji,
yes,
was reaching out to you. He was in medical school at the time.
That's correct.
A very devout follower of Christ.
Yes.
Even gave you a Bible.
Yes.
And you just took it. You were still offended by him because you felt as though he had betrayed the culture, betrayed being a Japanese, Western religion. He put the Bible on the shelf. But he still reached out to you.
Yes.
Took you to lunch, spent time, listened to you. He who is now today renowned ER, emergency room doctor in all of Japan, this man was one who reached out to you. What happened after that?
Well, I was so in deep trouble, so when I came to the point where I just couldn't go any further, I just crying and crying and crying. And one day, I saw the Bible that he gave to me on my bookshelf, all dusted. Maybe, there may be the answer there. So I opened the scripture and the Bible, and then I didn't know where to read. So I just open half and hear the Proverbs. I was reading the Proverbs. Wise man and so on and so. Foolish man and so on and so. I thought, I am a foolish man. And that really caused me to continue to read the scripture. Open the Psalms. The words there really touched my heart. And so maybe I should go to church where he was attending. So one day I went to talk to him. Can I go to your church? And he said, come, welcome. So I went to the church together with him every Sunday.
while this was happening, what was the Lord doing in your heart? How would you describe it?
It's very difficult to describe because I felt very embarrassed.
Why?
When I entered the church where the people, Christians, were gathering, worshiping, I felt that I was so dirty. Like convicted. And also, I was so I don't know how to describe it, but there is no object of worship in the church. I was so used to ancestor worship, idol worship, graven images of humans and animals, that was the object of my faith. And here, with all the Christians there, I didn't see any object of worship. And so I asked that person who was sitting next to me, "Whom are you worshiping to?" And he said, "We worship the Lord God who created the heaven and earth."
How did that make you feel?
Wow. I don't know how to explain it. But this is something different.
Hmm. At what point did you, over the course of time, did your heart begin to change in terms of wanting to follow Christ?
Very gradually. To be honest with you, I attended the worship service 3 times. And at the end of the third time, I thought myself, these people are weak people. They are worshiping God. I am not a weak person. I'm strong. I can live by myself. So I left the church. And it took 4 years until I really have to come back to the church again.
What did Dr. Kaji do in between?
Well,
in
he
those
was,
4 years.
He didn't say anything about my not going to the church, but he write letters, call me sometimes. Let's go out for lunch.
And when you go out, would you always talk about the Lord?
No.
Just friendship?
No. I was in trouble. So I felt so insignificant. So I was criticizing everyone. In front of him.
So your spirit was critical.
Very critical. Very
bitter,
critical.
Bitterness.
Very bitter. But still, my friend was just listening to me.
Just listen to you.
Just listening to
For
me.
Years.
Yes, 4 years.
What happened after
four
years?
And then I went back to church again. And that time...
What made you go back?
My soul was broken. My heart was in disappear. And I just couldn't go any further. And it was on Wednesday afternoon, went back to church. And here, the pastor there, "I need to talk to you." And he remembered me 4 years ago. And I cried and cried in front of him. And he said, "Have you ever prayed to God?" "No." "Why don't you pray? Tell that to God who loved you." I didn't know how to pray, but I prayed. And then he encouraged me, "Yoshitaka, from this Sunday, come to church. Worship the Lord God who loved you." So that's how I started to go to church again.
And that was the point where you opened your heart to Christ?
No.
Still not yet.
No.
Not yet. Okay. How did that happen? Well, when did that happen?
Well, it took a while. I attended worship service, Sunday school class. I studied from the scripture about who God is and who man is and my sins, guilt, and about God's plan of salvation for 1 year. After 1 year, I had an opportunity to attend evangelistic outreach meeting in nearby city called Sakai City, and where respected a radio preacher gave his personal testimony and gave the message of the gospel. That was that night. It was that night I opened a heart and I was convicted that Jesus, the Son of the Living God, died on the cross to take my place. And that night I opened my heart and believed in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and the Lord of my life.
Hmm. What a journey it was. What a process. I think it means something looking at the quality of ministry, your devotion and focus, and the equipping that you've had, the discipleship, and the way you disciple others, and the way that you have grown in Christ. It says to me volumes about the process of a person coming to faith in Christ. In the American culture, it's very often a quick thing to be done. Quick. Say this prayer. I'm not diminishing prayer by any means. But the lack of process quite often could be a reason why the depth of discipleship is the way that it is. Mm-hmm. People don't wrestle with things. When they make a decision, I know there's an urgency, but when they make a decision as you have, it's formidable because you've gone through process. You might be listening today and you may have been given numerous opportunities to open your heart to Christ. Maybe someone, a friend like Dr. Arito Kaji, has been reaching out to you. They don't preach at you all the time. They're not a nuisance on you, but they love you, and you know they love you. And you listen to them because they've earned your respect out of friendship. But maybe you're coming closer and closer to a point where your heart is becoming open. This could be that moment for you. Or you may be closer than you ever were before. I believe that God sends Yoshitaka Fujinami, Pastor Yoshi, to share as he's sharing today to speak to your heart. And by the way, he mentioned there was a radio evangelist that spoke and he was touched. Well, Pastor Yoshi is also a radio preacher, a radio communicator. You might be able to judge just by listening to his voice, very deep, resounding. But it's the depth of what he's saying that really, really matters, because God loves you. We're going to take a quick break, okay, right now. When we come back, I've got to find out how Pastor Yoshi's family responded to his conversion to Jesus Christ. What did he go through when that happened? You know, making a decision for Christ is no light matter. Today, their life is being threatened in a country where Christianity is not acceptable. But God sent them there to witness and share. Their life is on the line. Their family is in jeopardy. This is the seriousness of our faith. When we come back, you'll hear more from Pastor Yoshi. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
I don't know if you've ever, if you've heard this one, but you fail an entrance exam in the nation of Japan. As a, you're a teen, you know, upper level teen, 18 years old or so, somewhere thereabouts. Things can get so rough, in family because of the pressure and the expectations. Some students commit suicide because they lose all hope. Pastor Yoshitaka Fujinami, he knows what it's like to experience the depression of that, to go through it and then to experience that again. Having tried again, but he's sharing about his journey of how he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And it wasn't a snap thing. It took time. And God used a man who was an evangelist to Pastor Yoshi, a man who today is a renowned emergency room doctor, Dr. Arito Kaji, to witness to him. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Pastor Yoshi is here sharing his amazing story of God's grace and faithfulness to him. So Pastor Yoshi, you mentioned during our break that that's the reason why many young people do commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
But not you. Christ, through through Dr. Arito Kaji, reached out to you, and then his pastor reached out to you. How did it affect your family?
Well, in 1981, I accept the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And through the training of biblical studies, through my church, I was convicted. I must be baptized to profess my faith in Christ publicly. So I decided to be baptized. And I was baptized in 1982 against my father's will. My mother had known of my feeling of disconsolate. She had been worrying about me and my future because I was so down. You mentioned about committed suicide. I didn't even have energy to think about it. I was so down. So my mom was very worried about me. But when I share how Jesus changed my life, how Jesus gave me peace in my heart to have a future hope, she wept at the dinner table. And ask me, tell me more. So at that night, I asked my mother, is it okay for me to be baptized? Tomorrow, it was Saturday. Tomorrow, I couldn't ask until the day before. Mm. And I couldn't ask my father because I knew I would be in a big trouble. So it was my mom who supported my decision to be baptized to follow Jesus Christ. But in my home church, anyone who became a believer, baptized, they are asked to write their personal testimonies to print it out in their monthly newsletter. The purpose is that to distribute the newsletter to all communities in my town. And that's how my relatives, my father's business associates, found out that I became a Christian. So, as a result, I was ostracized by my family and my relatives.
Pastor, what is that like? Describe that for us. It's a foreign thing, I think, in many ways to most people. But what is it like to be ostracized from your family?
Silent treatment. And also, especially my father. Of course, my mom is always supportive, but she is a very traditional Japanese submissive wife. She didn't say a thing. My father, physically, abused me when I rejected his request of renouncing my faith in Jesus. Almost every day, every night, there are many occasions that all the family members and relatives stood before the family altars where they worship ancestor spirits, ancestors. I was asked to stand and kneel down before the family altar, right in front of all the relatives and associates. And I was asked to bow down and place offering to it. But how could I deny Jesus who died on the cross for me? I have to say no. I know it means to bring the shame to my father because he is the head of Fujinami family. Knowing that I would bring the shame on my father, I have to say no. I cannot do this. I cry a lot. Yeah. I respect my father and mom. And I love all my relatives. Very wonderful relatives. But I couldn't bow down before the idol anymore.
I can see it. I can feel it. I can see it in your eyes, Pastor. And what happened that day when you didn't bow down?
I felt like I am no longer a son of my father. He treated me differently, like no hope for him.
How did you go on with your life?
Well, he was so upset. My becoming a Christian, my continuing refuse his request of renouncing Jesus, my faith in Jesus made him so upset, and he stormed into the church to complain what they had done to his oldest son. And to make the story short,
this is during the service he came in?
No, during the week.
During the week?
Yes.
Came to the church?
Yes.
Building, the church office maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
And to make the story short,
he wanted to see the pastor?
Yes.
Okay.
He was called by my father. And to make the story short, my dad sent me out to the United States. Assuming that I would hit my head in a foreign soil because I couldn't speak English. And assuming that I would renounce my faith in Jesus and would make an apology to him for dishonoring my family.
He sent you to the United States.
Yes. But God had a different plan.
I want to hear that plan. I want to hear what God did when we come back. You are listening to Pastor Yoshi. He's a Japanese pastor, Japanese-speaking congregation pastor at Kalihi Union Church. He is a radio preacher. He is a man whom God has used mightily. But this is his story. His story of how he came to know Christ. His story of what happened in his family. Sometimes when you listen to what goes on in people's lives and their family, when they make a decision for Christ, it adds gravitas, a weightiness of the reality of commitment, sacrifice, and devotion. That's his story. When we come back, he's going to tell us what happened when he came to the United States. He was sent here to almost as a way to repent and go back to open his eyes to the reality of what he'd done to the family. But somehow God met him here in America and did some amazing things. Again, the story of Yoshitaka Fujinami. You're going to hear more. You don't want to miss this, so stay with us, okay? Stay with us now. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Pastor Yoshi. His name is Yoshitaka Fujinami. He's a pastor of the Japanese Fellowship at Kalihi Union Church. You can find out more about him and Kalihi Union Church at kalihiunion.org. Before our break, Pastor was sharing with us about how his father sent him to America because he had become a Christian. Pastor, you came to America. We've got, you know, a few minutes left. What happened when you came to America?
Went to Nashville, Tennessee. And I was enrolled in English school because I couldn't speak English. I couldn't understand English well. So that's the starting point in the United States.
So why Nashville?
Because there are not many Japanese people there.
So the dad's feeling was to give you shock treatment, put you in an environment where, you know, you really had no connections.
That's right.
To make you want to come back.
Yep.
So of all places, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, indeed.
What happened in Nashville?
Interesting. I met a cousin of Red Skelton. Bill
Famous
Skelton.
Red Skelton. Mm-hmm. So you met Bill.
Bill Skelton. He was a wonderful Christian man. Huh. He was visiting my dormitory, and I met him, and we became an instant friend.
What? I can tell it was a deep friendship that developed.
Oh, yes. We did.
I can see that in your eyes, and the smile on your face. What did God do through that relationship?
Well, he was a man of God, and his father was a superintendent of the Southern Baptist Convention in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hmm.
And this family really helped me to readjust my life into the new culture and new society.
What kind of things did they do to help you adjust?
Oh, Bill wanted to become my roommate. So we moved out and rent apartment and we lived together. He was a worker for the Baptist bookstore in Nashville, Tennessee. And through him, I met so many Christians. And he helped me to plug in into the local church. Yes.
It's marvelous.
I know.
So as you came here, God met you here in Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee. I didn't know he was the cousin of Red Skelton.
Yeah.
But he looked like him.
He did look like him. Well, Pastor, you have grown tremendously through this experience. I mean, to go on to Moody Bible Institute and then to study further after coming to Hawaii. I mean, I feel like we've got to have a part two with you, and we will do that at some point. I'm glad that we were able to get this far with you, because you have a very powerful ministry here in the islands. But I just don't think, very many people know where you've been and what you've gone through. And it's important for people to know that. I've learned a lot listening. But before we end, could you say a prayer for someone today that is facing some trials within their family because of their faith? The courage you've displayed, certainly you've earned that. Could you please pray?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Our world is getting more and more chaotic, and people, so many people, are facing trials. Some of them try to give up on life. And we pray that please be merciful to them and help them know how much you love them and care for them. So Lord, please be merciful and that help them to come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for all of us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Yoshi, thank you. Thank you for sharing your heart. I know it's not easy to share as you have, to go back and relive some of these things, but thank you for loving our listeners enough to share out of your heart as you have. And as you've heard him today, I hope that you've been encouraged by this very heartfelt sharing from Pastor Yoshitaka Fujinami. God's timing is perfect, and you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment, as Pastor Yoshi has said, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special presentation for you there. To stand with us financially, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. 1 Peter 1:21 says, through Christ you believe in God, who raised Christ from the dead and gave him glory. So your faith and your hope are in God. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Yoshitaka Fujinami. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.